Now, objections have been voiced about a new direct provision centre, which is due to open next month at the former Marion Hostel in Tullamore in County Offaly. The Department of Justice says the premises was offered following a public procurement competition for the Midlands region. It will accept up to 168 asylum seekers, but a small number of local councillors in the area have said the centre is being foisted on people without proper consultation. Our Midlands correspondent Ciarán Mullooly joins us now. Ciarán, a number of objections being raised, but what's the reaction been locally to this?
Justin, it was just after a quarter past three yesterday when an email dropped into the mailbox of the members of Tullamore's Municipal Council confirming to them that the building, previously the Marion Shrine on High Street, sorry, the Marion Hostel, I beg your pardon, on High Street in Tullamore, was to become a new centre for asylum seekers. In those circumstances, most of the councillors I spoke to today were just disappointed about, once again, about the lack of consultation and notice on this situation. It's a 35-bedroom building with 20 bathrooms. It was used originally, when set up by the sisters in 1954, as a centre to provide accommodation for young working mothers from this area. And then in 2015, it went into private hands. But the very fact that the building has been lying there is one of the issues that's annoying some local councillors, because today I spoke to Councillor Sean O'Brien, who's an independent member of Tullamore Municipal Council, and he made the point that this building was something he was aware of for some time because he wanted it to be made available for the homeless people in this town. He explained why he's upset with what's happened in the last 24 hours.
The knock-on effect will be that this building here, I asked last year that it be used to give temporary accommodation to families in difficulties, used for our homeless. But the council were offered the building and didn't do so. We have a homeless problem here. Our homeless people are exported. They are sent to Athlone, sent to Longford, or maybe get nothing at all. Every single day of the week, I have people coming to me looking for houses.
That's Councillor Sean O'Brien talking to you there, Ciarán. Have the Department of Justice said anything about this?
Yeah, the Department of Justice have issued two statements now in 24 hours. I think firstly, dealing with this allegation that in some way this move will affect those people on the housing list in County Offaly. They point out today that the people coming here, the asylum seekers, are not entitled to social housing in this country because of their status. They don't have any permanent status. But, you know, Sean O'Brien and indeed the John Lahey, the other councillor on radio this morning, have addressed this very specifically. They say that the Department of Justice is missing the point. They say that the follow-on move from the department's decision is to, in the coming years, months and years, try and provide full-time permanent accommodation to people who've come here from other countries. They say at that point, people will leave the temporary centre here in Tullamore and will then be seeking accommodation in the same houses that local people are seeking at the moment and on that housing list. Now, as I say, many of the people involved, again, were at pains to point out this morning, they will welcome the people who are coming here next week. They're surprised it's over 168 people in one bulk, so to speak. But the Department of Justice said this morning that there will be small groups of people arriving at various times. So once again, Department of Justice at the centre of some protest. But I suppose on this occasion, it must be pointed out, Tullamore and County Offaly is a significant town, brand new hospital, pretty significant facilities for healthcare, for hospital care, for schools. And it's certainly in contrast to two or three of the decisions by the Department of Justice in recent years in terms of providing accommodation for asylum seekers.
All right. Our Midlands correspondent, Ciarán Mullooly, thank you very much for that.